This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of why Jesus and the early church were hated. We have already considered why Jesus was hated, and we're now in the midst of a study of why the church was hated. The church was hated both by Jews at first and later by the Greeks, because when Jesus died, the Jews thought they were rid of him, but suddenly in their midst there came a group preaching that Jesus was raised from the dead, that he was the Son of God, and that men must believe in, love, and obey him in order to be saved. Now the Jews did not like that at all. The early church was hated because as they went in the midst of the Jews and preached the gospel of Christ, many of those Jews, thousands of them in fact, believed in Christ as the Son of God and were baptized into him unto the remission of their sins. They were hated by the Jews because the church came into their midst, preaching the church not merely as some rival sect among the Jews, as the Romans viewed it, but as the body of Christ. They came declaring men that must submit to Christ, and declaring that there is only one shepherd, Christ, and one flock, the church. Also, they were hated because of some negative matters, because they said that all men were under sin, lost, and therefore needed the gospel. And because they made clear that the Mosaic law, that is, the law of Moses, was not that gospel, was not the message of salvation which men needed. They were hated because they said that the philosophy of the Greeks would not do it either. That is, a matter of fact, the philosophy of the Greeks was foolishness. They were hated because they said that no one could be saved except by complying with Christ's law, even as Jesus himself said, as recorded in John chapter 3, verse 5, "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven." Now, Jesus made it clear there is one and only one way into the kingdom of God or into salvation. Just as he said in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, "Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Notice Jesus said, you've got to go through this gate and this gate only. That is, the gate which is described in his word, the gospel. And he said, here is one way into the kingdom and the only way, to be born of water and the Spirit. That is, to be baptized in obedience to the commands and instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And so when they came in the midst of the Jews and said, obeying the law of Moses won't do it, you've got to obey the gospel of Christ. And when they went in the midst of the Greeks saying, obeying the philosophy of Plato and Aristotle and so forth will not do it, you've got to obey the gospel of Christ, then there were thousands of many of the Jews and the Greeks who did not like it. They were hated because they said men must come out of the world and not be conformed to the world. It's true, we must live in the world, but we are not to be worldly. We are to be unworldly while we live in the world. The Apostle Paul made this clear in Romans chapter 12 when he said that we're not to be fashioned according to this world. So the mind of Christians is to be molded by the gospel of Jesus Christ and not by the philosophies and doctrines of men. They were hated further because they said there is only one body and reconciliation unto God is in that one body, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 17. The Bible says it as plainly as anything could be said, that he might reconcile them both, that is, both classes of men, Jew and Gentile, in one body. That's the one place where men can be reconciled unto God, the body being the church, as we find in the first chapter of that same book of Ephesians. And so they were hated because they said there is one body and reconciliation is in that one body, and because they indicated that the doctrine of Christ at this point is utterly exclusive and uncompromising. We hope that you'll be with us next time as we continue our very important study of why Jesus Christ and the early church were hated.